Now to a topic we don't often cover on the NewsHour, but one that matters to millions of American women. It is lingerie and the change in direction announced this week by the country's largest brand for lingerie, Victoria's Secret. Its reputation was built on creating a sexy yet accessible fantasy. But critics say that fantasy was targeted toward men, not women. The company announced a sweeping overhaul yesterday that it says will better reflect the times and what women want. Gone is its stable of angels, the supermodels who starred in glossy ads, and its annual big-budget fashion show. The new faces of the brand are women who don't fit the traditional Victoria's Secret mold. Vanessa Friedman is the New York Times fashion editor and chief fashion critic, and she joins me now. Vanessa Friedman, welcome to the NewsHour. So I saw that the headline on your article referred to Victoria's Secret as the embattled company. Why are they making this move now?
I mean, they clearly have realized that they are deeply out of step with the cultural tenor of the times. You know, they are a company that came to represent sizeism, racism, sexism, and this is a time when all of those things are, you know, on the wane, and inclusivity and diversity are on the rise, and people are speaking up and demanding that, you know, what they buy reflects their values.
And we went and looked at some of the things you've written in the past about the company over the years, and we saw that, 3 years ago, you were commenting on their season rollout of fashion that year, and you said they are catering to an era on its way to extinction. So have they passed, are they long past the time when they should have made these changes?
Certainly, I think they feel that way, and most of their critics would say they certainly have been. That was actually their last fashion show. It took place in 2018, and they say they will bring it back in some form. It is going to look very different. You know, what was fascinating to me is Victoria's Secret was literally founded as a store that men could feel comfortable in buying lingerie for their girlfriends. So it was founded for men as much as women.
Tell us a little more, Vanessa Friedman, about why Victoria's Secret has been as successful as it's been. As we said at the outset, they're the largest women's lingerie brand. Why have they been as successful as they've been?
They're enormously dominant in their sector. And they sell still over $5 billion of lingerie a year. So, they are certainly something to be reckoned with. They understood, I think, very early on that they could use, you know, a lot of the cultural currents that were coming up in the early 90s, whether that was reality TV or sex tapes or irony, kitsch, kind of the fun of dressing up, and create a sort of form of entertainment out of that, which would then sell their products. And, you know, that TV show, the fashion show, was incredibly popular. It aired around the world in hundreds of countries, and millions of people watched it. So it worked for a very long time. But when it stopped working, it took them, I think, also a long time to realize it.
Describe the kind of pressure they're feeling right now in the marketplace.
Well, their sales have slipped. I mean, that's, you know, partly due to COVID. They've gone from $7 billion to $5 billion in sales. And, you know, and there is a real outcry now among consumers, particularly women, for clothing that reflects who they are. And caters to what they need, you know, what women want as opposed to what men want. And so they're feeling that pressure. And then there's the whole Epstein relationship, which has, you know, cast a real cloud over the brand. The former chairman, Les Wexner, was very close to Jeffrey Epstein, and that's put them in the news in a way that probably is not particularly helpful for them.
A lot of turmoil at that company, and Victoria's Secret is split off from the parent company. So what in the end, Vanessa Friedman, determines whether this is a successful move or not?
The consumer will tell. You know, will women buy this switcheroo? Will they buy the fact that instead of an angel, you have, you know, a soccer star? You have Megan Rapinoe, you have Eileen Gu, who's an Olympian freestyle skier. You've got Paloma Elsler, who's a real advocate for body inclusivity. You know, will women believe that switch or not remains to be seen.
And presumably this is not the only company going through something like this.
No, but it is the most extreme example, I think, of a company that really represented one specific set of values, which had to do with objectifying women and the male gaze, trying to, you know, very quickly switch to becoming what the CEO says is the world's leading advocate for women. It's a pretty big switch.
Pretty big switch. Vanessa Friedman, who is the New York Times fashion editor and chief fashion critic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.